name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, occasionally, though it's gotten much better than it used to be, I'd find these stacks of paper back in the vestibule. And they would have like these bizarre chain prayers, for lack of a better word. You know, the old chain letters they used to get. You know, if you get this and you mail this to 3 people after you stand on 1 foot while patting your head and rubbing your belly at the same time, all your dreams will come true. Only these usually target poor St. Jude and say you have to leave 34 and a half copies of this in the back of the church, and if you don't do this, your head will fall off or something. And you know, I see those, my face turns purple, I rant and rage, I throw them away, and then I say, if I ever catch you doing that, pow, right in the kisser. But some people approach prayer that way. They think that prayer is kind of a magic jukebox, that if you do things just the right way, God has to give you whatever you want. It's like if you put your 2 quarters into the vending machine, you gotta get the Twinkie out, unless the machine's broken. But that's not how prayer works at all. There's no magic formula. There's no magic formula that forces God to act in the way that you want him to act. And there's also no, you don't get extra points for good use of language. You know, if you split your infinitives and use bad grammar, that's okay. What God is telling us, what we need to do is when we pray, what does the Lord say? Do not babble like the pagans who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need even before you ask it. And then he gives us the model prayer, the Our Father. In fact, if you look in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, under prayer, what do you have? The Our Father, and then it goes through bit by bit and gives a catechesis on prayer based upon this prayer, which our Lord himself gives us. And it's very simple, isn't it? You know, we praise God, we remember the good things that he has done for us, and then we ask him not for what we want, but for what we truly need, particularly to save us from evil. And in that, we are taught to forgive. You know, what we are asking for, namely forgiveness, we have to be willing to give ourselves. And that's prayer in a nutshell. You know, it's not, you don't have to learn fancy words, you don't have to do all these things. Then someone would inevitably ask, well, Father, what about memorized prayers? You're really big on people memorizing the act of contrition. Why do that? Well, there's also the principle, why reinvent the wheel? You know, you don't get extra prayer points for extemporaneous prayer, for originality. Can you come up with a more beautiful or better prayer than the Our Father? Well, no. Then pray the Our Father. Just mean it when you're praying it. Can you come up with a better prayer for meals than bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which we are about to receive through thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. You don't get extra points for blessing each individual pea before you eat. You know, that the food gets cold that way. That's why our late bishop, Joseph Lennox Federal, was not fond of extemporaneous table prayers. He would use the Bless Us, O Lord prayer. And so that's why in this diocese we call it the Bishop Federal Memorial Prayer. It says everything that needs to be said. Simply mean it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.